News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, and if you're one of the folks that already has a picture up, make sure you get those likes. And if you haven't gotten your picture up on our Facebook page on the Fish and Photo Contest brought to you by Sportsman's Marine, get them up now. We'll be drawing for another winner coming up tomorrow. More details on that coming up. Also, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams' forecast on the way in just a second. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's traffic with Kane on Mobile Mornings.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center for now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are still clear. It looks great along I-10 from Range Line to 65, heading northbound up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. The fog's lifted from 181 and I-10, and it's a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Need to get out of the house but want to stay close to home? A staycation at the Battle House Hotel and Spa is just what you need. Deluxe newly renovated guest room, complimentary valet parking, and a $50 Visa gift card. Book at Marriott.com and use code P91. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. We'll check in again with Dr. Bill Williams around 7:35, discussion of the rest of the work week in our forecast and a look at the tropics as we inch our way towards the peak of hurricane season next month. All right, we'll do coronavirus by the numbers like we do in the 6 and 7 o'clock hour every weekday morning. Dalton has the latest nationally and here at home.
Yeah, nationally, Sean, cases on the way down, deaths continue to rise. We're now at 4.7 million total positive cases of coronavirus in America, and nearly 149,000 have died due to COVID-19. It does appear that we're heading back down the curve after hitting a second peak for new cases around 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, America added 51,500 new cases after fewer than 50,000 cases on both Sunday and Monday. Those are the three lowest totals since July 6th, and because of that, the seven-day average for new cases has fallen to around 59,500 per day. That's around what we were averaging 3 weeks ago on our way up the curve. And it is a little strange. Testing has been quite a bit lower over the last 4 days, and because of that, the seven-day average has dropped to around 775,000 tests per day. And in America right now, about 7.7% of those tests are coming back positive. Now, fewer testing could be either fewer people with symptoms that feel the need to go out and get tested, or a lack of testing availability. Not too sure why those numbers are dropping. There were 1,176 deaths reported for America yesterday. The seven-day average continues to climb and now stands at 1,091 per day. The fatality numbers have been consistently increasing since July 6th. Now, hospitalizations, they began their increase around June 20th. That means that the fatality numbers are showing up between 2 and 3 weeks after the hospitalization numbers. And since hospitalizations began decreasing around July 24th, I would expect to see the fatalities nationally to begin heading back down its second smaller peak either over this weekend or next week. There have also been over 58 million total tests reported nationally now since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 90,890 confirmed cases of coronavirus and 1,611 have died from the illness. Their numbers show, the Alabama Department of Public Health's numbers show, that 1,517 people are currently hospitalized with the virus. They did not update that number yesterday, but it has been dropping recently. Mobile County only added 84 cases yesterday, but did report 6 deaths. That brings the totals to 9,170 cases and 197 deaths for Mobile County. Baldwin County added 53 new cases and no new deaths. They've had 3,263 positives with 23 fatalities. Washington County, 314 cases with 12 deaths. Clark County, 487 cases. cases with 9 that have died. Monroe County, 395 cases with 4 deaths. Kanawha County is at 372 cases with 10 deaths. Escambia County, 979 cases with 15 deaths. Choctaw County, 276 cases with 12 that have died. And Wilcox County, 408 cases with 9 deaths. I will say, as we've been doing these local county by county numbers over at, well, every single day, it seems that in the rural counties around Mobile and Baldwin County, we have seen it slow down rapidly. I've not seen near as many cases or deaths on a day-to-day basis for Washington, Clark, Monroe, Kanawha, all the rural counties that surround us. For the state yesterday, only 963 new cases were added. That's the lowest we've seen since July 7th. And the seven-day average now down to 1,512 cases per day. But keep in mind, that includes between 800 and 1,000 tests that were reported from Mobile County that actually came from early July. They put those numbers in manually over the weekend, said it was backlogged data, so that is messing with the numbers a little bit that we're talking about this morning. And like the nation's numbers as a whole, it appears that new cases are on the way down the curve for Alabama after we hit a peak near 2,000 per day back on July 18th. There were 31 deaths reported for the state yesterday, the seven-day average back up to 24 deaths per day. Now, the fatality reports from the state have been very inconsistent, which makes it more difficult to follow the trends on a day-to-day basis. But new cases, hospitalizations, and testing have all been trending down recently. I would expect to see COVID fatalities in the state to stay the same or even continue to rise for a little while longer following the highs in cases from about 2 weeks ago. That's a look around the state on a local level and around the nation with coronavirus.
All right, Dalton, we appreciate the update. And talks continue as congressional Democrats in the White House try to reach a deal on the next coronavirus stimulus bill. Linda Kenyon has more.
The American people, in the end, need help.
That's the one thing upon which everyone agrees, says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But Senator McConnell admits not everyone in the Republican caucus agrees on what that means.
If you're looking for a total consensus among Republican senators, you're not going to find it.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, on the other hand, says Democrats are united.
We believe we need bold, strong, vigorous response to the crisis.
Republican Senator John Barrasso says that's just Democratic code for spend, spend, spend.
It's not a time for the Democrats to continue with their runaway spending.
Senator Schumer says it's not the time to be skimpy.
If we don't spend the money that is needed now to help beat this crisis economically and health-wise, it'll cost us a lot more later because things will get worse.
And he adds, half measures won't work either.
A skiddy bill that just touches on one or two of the many problems. A bill that says if we have a million starving kids who aren't getting fed, we should compromise and feed half of them. That doesn't work.
But something is working, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the chief negotiator on the Democratic team.
We agree that we want to have an agreement. And that in that case, we then say, that's our goal. Let's engineer back from there as to what we have to do to get that done.
Some sticking points remain, like the size of the unemployment enhancement, or if there even is one. Democrats want to continue the now expired $600 a week bonus, while Republicans, including Leader McConnell, say that's too much, and it creates a disincentive for people to go back to work.
This unemployment problem, we know it's going to be unacceptably high for a long time. We have a role to play in that. We've argued about just how generous it should be in terms of getting people back to work.
In addition to the enhanced unemployment benefits, Speaker Pelosi says Democrats want more funding for state and local governments.
The administration has resisted that. We're insisting on that in terms of a strategic plan for testing, tracing, treatment, isolation, masks, sanitation, all that it takes to hold this in check until, God willing, and science providing, we have a vaccine soon.
The talks continue today.
In some cases, we're inching along, in others, we're making more progress, but it takes time.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Takes time, y'all, as you're going to wonder when that check would show up or when the PPP would be extended or unemployed. It takes time, y'all. That's what it's saying in Washington. Remember, we were told last week, bringing the House Democrat bill and the Republican Senate bill together was like trying to mate a giraffe and a flamingo.
Yes, that's
right.
That's
what Nancy Pelosi had said. So which one's a giraffe, which one's a flamingo, I'm not exactly sure, but that's just the metaphor that she used.
Some great imagery. She can really paint a picture.
something. So draw a cartoon. All right, 715 FM Talk 106.5. And three big things, top news stories of the day on the front page of our website. And we'll talk about this one here in a few minutes. Independent poll showing Tommy Tuberville leading Doug Jones by 17 points. President Trump over Biden by 22 points here in the Yellowhammer State. Plus, the Mobile Airport Authority releases their master plan for the downtown airport. Check that story out. Plus, you can go back and check the podcast out of Midday Mobile yesterday, hour number one, when President of the Mobile Airport Authority, Chris Curry, joined me to talk about that master plan, that podcast waiting for you. You can either get it by, hopefully you're subscribed at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or TuneIn Radio or any of the podcast platforms out there. If not, you can get it a la carte by going to the front page of fmtalk1065.com and clicking the podcast tab. And in Theodore, the vote to create a fire district and increase yearly fees passes. Talk more about that coming up. In sports?
Well, South Alabama football will open their fall practice schedule today. They're going to be out on the field with helmets and shorts. The SEC has pushed back their practices, and in the NBA, the biggest upset in a quarter century. I'll let you know what happened coming up in sports.
Also, Dr. Bill will talk about the tropics and the dry patch of weather we're enjoying right now.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from Pro Tint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is in serious condition this morning after he was shot in Mobile. Happened on Van Lee Circle off Michigan Avenue just before 9 last night. The man was shot in the lower part of his body. Moving passenger air service from the Mobile Regional Airport to Brooklyn will take 5 years and cost more than $400 million. But city leaders are committed to making that change. Officials held a press conference on Tuesday announcing details of their plan, which includes 90% of the cost being paid by the FAA, 5% by the state, and 5% by the Mobile Airport Authority, which is self-funded through user fees. Alabama health officials released a guide to help schools deal with coronavirus. The 85-page plan urges schools to have seating charts in classrooms and on school buses to make contact tracing possible if a child is infected with COVID-19. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, 719 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. While we all wait to see whether college football will be played this fall, the Sun Belt Conference officially announced yesterday they will attempt to play a full 12-game season featuring 8 conference games and up to 4 non-conference games. Sun Belt will attempt to begin their season over Labor Day weekend. The conference championship game is still scheduled for December 5th. Conference said they can move that back if necessary. Following that announcement, South Alabama Jaguars head coach Steve Campbell said that his team will begin preseason camp today. The Jags will work out in helmets and shorts today and tomorrow before they put the pads on Monday. The team plans to hold full scrimmages on August 12th, 15th, and 20th. Unfortunately, all of the Jags' preseason practices and scrimmages will be closed to the public. So far, with the SEC announcing that they'll only play conference games this season, and the SWAC postponing their fall sports until spring, the Jags have lost 2 teams from their 2020 schedule. They were set to open Hancock-Whitney Stadium in Week 2 against Grambling, followed by an away game at Florida in Week 3. Right now, South is set to open their season on September 5th at Southern Miss. In a traditional season, the Southeastern Conference would also begin training camp this weekend. Yesterday, the conference postponed the start of training for teams to August 17th. Beginning Friday, teams are permitted to conduct up to 14 hours per week of strength and conditioning, meetings, and walkthroughs. Beginning August 17th and until the opening games, which are scheduled for September 26th, schools are allowed 25 practices with a limit of 20 hours per week of practice time. And schools will be required to provide student-athletes a minimum of 2 days off each week until the week before the first game of the season. The SEC has yet to announce the finalized schedule after deciding to add two league games to each team's schedule. Out west, the Coloradoan reported yesterday that members of the Colorado State football team and staff say they've been told by coaches to not report COVID-19 symptoms and have been threatened with reduced playing time if they self-quarantine. They also claim that the team is altering contact tracing reports in order to keep players practicing. One anonymous player told the newspaper that he believes there is a, quote, cover-up going on at CSU. As of Sunday, 11 Colorado State players have tested positive for the virus. The president of Colorado State, Joyce McConnell, said yesterday that she was launching an immediate and objective investigation into the athletic department. Well, there are live sports being played. In baseball, Atlanta's Austin Riley hit a three-run homer to propel the Braves to a 10-1 win over Toronto.
Riley hits it in the air toward Alford in left. To the warning track, to the wall, won't get there. It's a home run for Riley. A three-run bomb into the Toronto bullpen.
Max Fried started for Atlanta. He allowed only one run in six innings. Washington beat the Mets 5-3. The Marlins returned after 8 days of dealing with a coronavirus outbreak to shut out Baltimore 4-0. Tampa defeated Boston 5-1. The Cubs beat the Royals, and the Dodgers beat the Padres. In the NBA, Brooklyn upset Milwaukee 119-116. It was the biggest NBA upset in 25 years. The Nets were 18.5-point underdogs prior to the game. Phoenix upset the LA Clippers, Miami beat Boston, Portland defeated Houston, Indiana won their third game in a row 120-109 over Orlando, and Dallas beat Sacramento 114-110 in overtime. And in the NHL, Eastern Conference, Carolina advanced past the qualifying round with a 3-0 series sweep over the New York Rangers. Toronto evened up their series with Columbus at one game apiece, and the New York Islanders took a 2-0 series lead over Florida with a 4-2 win. In the Western Conference, Nashville beat Arizona 4-2 to even their series up at 1. Calgary crushed Winnipeg to take a 2-1 series lead, and the Canucks beat the Wild 4-3 to even their series at one game apiece. 722 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Morning.
All right, thank you, Dalton. Dr. Bill on the way around 7:35 with a look at the tropics. Plus, that story from last week, Space Camp might not have been going forward because of a deficit at the Space and Rocket Center. That's been solved. We'll tell you how. Plus, polling coming in the Tuberville-Jones run to the general election early November. Have you heard? We got a general in early November.
I'd almost forgotten.
Yeah, that's happened. All right, be right back.
Sportsman's Marine has been your trusted boat dealership on the Eastern Shore since 1950. We pride ourselves on giving you the best service, the best parts and accessories, and an expert staff here to help you get out on the water and stay out on the water in a boat that fits your needs. If you're in the market for a quality boat, check out Sportsman's Marine's new model, Edgewater Boats. Edgewater is one of the highest quality boat builders in the industry, where luxury is standard. Live the Edgewater life. Visit sportsmansmarine.com today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Rats, raccoons, squirrels, bats, all can cause serious damage to your property, even spread disease to people and pets. Before they wreak havoc on your life, call the experts, Wildlife Solutions, locally owned and operated by a certified wildlife biologist who knows the breeding cycles and habits of these animals. They don't just get rid of the pests you hear and see now, but solve the problem for good. At Wildlife Solutions, rodent, insect, and animal control is their main business, not a sideline. See all their services at wildlifesolutionsinc.com. Hooters.com.
For the Hooters Traffic Center, we've had a pretty good start so far this morning as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. For now, Mobile, Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Airport, University, from Old Shell, also Spring Hill and Moffitt, 65. You won't find any new delays. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street, across from the golf course. They can help if you're experiencing anxiety, depression, or pain. Find them on Facebook or Instagram. It's Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. We'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM coming up. Also, Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast for the week and a look at the tropics about 10 minutes away. And good news story from Henry Thornton over at yellowhammernews.com. Space Camp has been saved. And I know this is on the other end of the state, but I think it's one of these jewels of the state. Yes, do I have some self-interest in it? Sure. I have one child that I know will want to go to space camp. I want to be able to send him there. And I think the Space and Rocket Center is a good thing. And they were in a deficit of $1.5 million because of lower traffic coming in there because of coronavirus. And now they have good news here. U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville has received $1.5 million in public support that it needed to avoid a permanent closure. A $250,000 donation from the SAIC yesterday afternoon pushed the effort past the mark needed. The SAIC, which is an abbreviation of Science Applications International Corporation, is a government contractor specializing in information technology services. Donation came exactly 7 days after the effort was launched.
Nice.
More than 8,000 people contributed to the online fundraising campaign, which was billed as Save Space Camp. Some donations as small as $5 and one from Boeing worth $500,000. Contributors came from all 50 states and several foreign countries. I love this story. Officials from the Rocket Center say the ongoing coronavirus pandemic has decimated their revenue streams and forced them to shutter Space Camp for the foreseeable future. The iconic location faced permanent closure in October without the public support. It will now stay open with proper sanitation protocols in place, and Space Camp will resume in April of 2021, is what they're saying right now, which is great. When the $250,000 from the SAIC was announced yesterday, it added to the $500,000 given by Boeing last week. The credit for saving the Space and Rocket Center is split fairly evenly between private citizens and Huntsville's business community. So, good thing. They've raised the money. Actually, they were at $1.532 million raised as of yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, and you mentioned over 8,000 people donated. You can count among those Nick and Terry Saban. They made an undisclosed donation from their Nick's Kids Foundation, so that's pretty cool also.
Yeah, that's awesome. State coming together for one of those jewels. I mean, even when we're talking, I guess it was... last week, talking to the executive director of USS Alabama and Battleship Memorial Park, General Janet Cobb. She said that they were even trying to push people to do that donation. And that's like their big rival, right, for the other big tourist draw in the state.
It's huge. I mean, people obviously, with people from every state and countries donating, that's outstanding. But let's not get beside ourselves. The reason that Nick Saban donated, of course, is his plan for global domination to become the first team to win a championship on the moon. he wants the kids to continue to learn about rockets so that he can one day send his team to play on the moon.
Can you imagine what this program would look like without gravity? It'd be fantastic. Also, we come back. Independent poll showing Tommy Tuberville leading Doug Jones by 17 points and President Trump over Biden by 22 points in polling here from Morning Consult polling in the state of Alabama. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. News headlines from WKRG on the way. Then Dr. Bill has got our forecast.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is in serious condition this morning after he was shot in Mobile. Happened on Van Lee Circle off Michigan Avenue just before 9 last night. The man was shot in the lower part of his body. Moving passenger air service from the Mobile Regional Airport to Brooklyn will take 5 years and cost more than $400 million. But city leaders are committed to making that change. Officials held a press conference on Tuesday announcing details of their plan, which includes 90% of the cost being paid by the FAA, 5% by the state, and 5% by the Mobile Airport Authority, which is self-funded through user fees. Alabama health officials released a guide to help schools deal with coronavirus. The 85-page plan urges schools to have seating charts in classrooms and on school buses to make contact tracing possible if a child is infected with COVID-19. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Both sides say progress is being made in negotiations for a new coronavirus relief bill. The Treasury Secretary says they hope to strike an agreement by the end of the week. President Trump is suing to block Nevada's expansion of mail-in voting during the pandemic, but he says mail-in votes are okay in Florida.
In the case of Florida, they've done a great job. They've had tremendous success with it, but they've been doing this over many years, and they've made it really terrific. So for Florida, you can mail in your ballots. You don't have to go in. Maybe a couple of other states, they've worked out a system, but this took years to do.
Colorado State University is investigating allegations that football players were told to ignore COVID-19 guidelines. Reports say the players were told not to report symptoms and threatened with reduced playing time if they should quarantine. Three people were shot, one fatally, during a party attended by hundreds in Los Angeles at a mansion. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rasa K with your money now. Humana says because of the COVID-19 pandemic, admissions and utilization were significantly depressed in April, but then increased to a modestly below normal level by the end of the quarter. The healthcare services company reported second quarter profit and revenue that beat expectations while maintaining its adjusted earnings outlook. Shares are up 2% pre-market. CVS Health shares are almost 4% higher in pre-market trade after the drugstore chain blew past forecast for the second quarter and raised its full-year guidance, despite the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on its operations. Virgin Atlantic Airways has filed for Chapter 15 bankruptcy protection in the U.S. That lets foreign companies with U.S. assets protect themselves from creditors while working on a turnaround plan. Bookings are down 89% year over year. The Dow closed 164 points higher. The Nasdaq gained 38 to set a new record, and the S&P added 12. Futures are pointed higher. That's your money now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I baited through the entire day yesterday, and I don't think I saw a raindrop.
No, it was really quiet along the Gulf Coast, and we had a nice sunny day. And we're going to have plenty of sunshine today. And again, there's just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And we'll see temperatures up around 92 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight will be mostly clear. I expect a low in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, we should have mostly sunny skies. No rain in the forecast tomorrow. High temperature in the low 90s. Could get up around 93 degrees. Now, looking ahead to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, sunny skies, slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, the same for Saturday, and a little better chance for some thunderstorm activity on Sunday, but we still should have plenty of sunshine. Temperatures over the weekend, well, let's see, start with Friday in the low 90s, then Saturday and Sunday in the mid-90s, so it looks like it's going to be rather hot over the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, Isaias, what is it now? Is it a tropical storm? Is it and where is it?
Well, it's no longer a tropical system. It's located up over Newfoundland in Canada, and it is gradually losing strength. But basically, we consider it just simply a low pressure area, no longer a tropical storm. Elsewhere in the tropics, well, it's quiet over the Gulf of Mexico. Caribbean looks good. There is a weak low-pressure area located well east of Florida in the Atlantic, and it doesn't appear to be any threat to any area. We'll keep a watch on it, but nothing to worry about at this time. And we do have quite a bit of thunderstorm activity way out on the tropical Atlantic, but there's nothing organized at this time.
Dr. Bill, were you? Was it just the storm or tornadoes coming off of Isaias? I mean, you see the pictures of some trees down up the Atlantic coast and all that. I mean, it was just a Category 1 hurricane, right?
Yeah, that's right. But we did have quite a few tornadoes that did occur, particularly over North Carolina. And it looks like they occurred mainly to the northeast and east of the storm center. And so the major damage that occurred appears that it's from tornado activity.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. Check it in, 7:37. So it's kind of fun, too, with the Jeff Poor Show having debuted this week here at the station. He's on at 9, but seeing even more faces in here walking by. He is in the building. He's in the building preparing for the show that starts at 9.
Maybe he's doing breakfast
or something. I don't know what he's doing back there. Show prepping, but getting ready for his show at 9 o'clock. So the Jeff Poor Show, 9 to noon every weekday right here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, on the way, let's check traffic with Kane next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
If you are looking for safe, professional arborists to care for your trees, you need to call us, Chris Francis Tree Care, 4TREE, F-O-R-T-R-E-E, 367-8733. If you are looking for the lowest price, don't care about quality, and you need work done immediately, please do not call us. It won't be a good fit. If you want to remove a perfectly fine tree or do something really crazy like topping, don't call us. However, if you take pride in your trees, you want the best care possible, you see the value in paying more for true professionals, and you are willing to wait a little, then you are the client we are looking for. If insurance, workers' comp, licenses, certifications, and training are important to you, you need to call us, Chris Francis Tree Care. For Tree. F-O-R-T-R-E-E. 367-8733. Don't take chances. Call Chris Francis. 367-8733.
The band of flooring.com traffic center for now. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are still clear. No problems. I-10 Loxley to Malbus 181. If you travel from Spanish Fort across the causeway and the Bayway, all clear. From the 1065 split out towards Rangeline Road, it's a good ride in. The Serpents of the Invalid 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has a perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art to books and clothing to the oddity items, see them at serpentsoftheinval.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Shall say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. And Larry, let's talk inventory and specifically pretty darn popular kind of vehicle out there, those midsize SUVs.
Absolutely, Sean. And we got like 20 of them. You know, we got Toyota 4Runners. We got Chevrolet Equinoxes. We got Nissan Pathfinders. Let's see, what else we got here? Let me walk around, honey. Survey the inventory. All right, we got Buick Enclaves, we have Ford Expeditions. Next time we got Honda CRVs, Ford Escapes, Ford Edges, Ford Explorers.
That's going to hit what people are looking for out there, especially kid hauling or just hauling stuff around with you. Talk about financing on those mid-size SUVs. How are rates looking right now?
The rates are great. The credit unions are real aggressive. The rates are low. They've maintained their low rates all year long. You know, they got great terms, and they're real aggressive on lending.
All right, let's talk about coming out to see y'all, checking out those mid-size SUVs and all the inventory at LCM.
Come see us at the corner of Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, I want to just run through this poll here and some of the polling information. You'll see this if you'll go to the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Under three big things, top news stories of the day. Number one here, independent poll shows Tuberville leading Jones by 17 points, Trump over Biden by 22 points. Independent poll released yesterday showed blowouts brewing in Alabama's 2020 U.S. Senate and presidential contest. Morning Consult, national data company, polled multiple states, including Alabama, from July 24th through August 2nd. Here in Alabama, 609 likely voters were surveyed with a plus or minus margin of error of 4%. Results showed 58% saying they would vote for President Donald Trump's reelection, while only 36% indicated they would instead be voting for former Vice President Joe Biden. Another 4% of respondents either did not know who they would vote for or had no opinion. In the state Senate race, the Republican candidate was also dominant despite facing a well-funded incumbent. GOP nominee Tommy Tuberville was preferred by 52% of respondents, compared to 35% expressing their intent to vote for the incumbent, U.S. Senator Doug Jones.
And they also said in this matchup, 9% between Jones and Tuberville did not know who they would vote for,
yeah,
or had no opinion.
I got choked
opinion.
Up.
Yeah,
Morning Consult provided a breakdown of the Senate survey results by each respondent's political affiliation. One of their takeaways was that Tuberville was leading Jones with independents. Now, that's the interesting thing. Tuberville leading Jones with independents, 34-27%.
Yeah, but you look at that, and then you compare the numbers for Trump to Tuberville, and I do kind of find it interesting. I mean, they're both huge leads for the Republicans, but 58% say they'll vote for Trump and 52% for Tuberville. So there is a bit of loss there from mm-hmm. some people that say they'll vote for Trump but not Tuberville.
It's something that we will talk about with Jeff Poore coming up in a little bit. I know he discussed this poll at the beginning of his show yesterday. He'll break it down for us. Maybe we'll get him in here in the 8 o'clock hour to do that breakdown. All right, 744 FM Talk 106.5. Sports on the way and headlines from WKRG next.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is in serious condition this morning after he was shot in Mobile. Happened on Van Lee Circle off Michigan Avenue just before 9 last night. The man was shot in the lower part of his body. Moving passenger air service from the Mobile Regional Airport to Brooklyn will take 5 years and cost more than $400 million. But city leaders are committed to making that change. Officials held a press conference on Tuesday announcing details of their plan, which includes 90% of the cost being paid by the FAA, 5% by the state, and 5% by the Mobile Airport Authority, which is self-funded through user fees. Alabama health officials released a guide to help schools deal with coronavirus. The 85-page plan urges schools to have seating charts in classrooms and on school buses to make contact tracing possible if a child is infected with COVID-19. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Sporty Forester, Travel Ready Outback, and Roomy Third Row Ascent, we're the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Put your first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you. Check us out online at KobeSubaru.com.
It's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
Good morning, 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. While we all wait to see whether college football will be played this fall, the Sun Belt Conference officially announced yesterday that they will attempt to play a full 12-game season featuring 8 conference games and 4 non-conference games. Sun Belt will try to begin their season over Labor Day weekend. The conference championship game still scheduled for December 5th. They said they can move that back if necessary. Following the announcement, South Alabama Jaguars head coach Steve Campbell said that his team will begin preseason camp today. The Jags will work out in helmets and shorts today and tomorrow before they put the pads on Monday. The team plans to hold full scrimmages on August 12th, 15th, and 20th. Unfortunately, all of the Jags' preseason practices and scrimmages will be closed to the public. So far, with the SEC announcing that they will only play conference games this season and the SWAC postponing their fall sports until spring, the Jags have lost 2 teams from their 2020 schedule. They were set to open Hancock-Whitney Stadium in Week 2 against Grambling, followed by an away game at Florida in Week 3. Right now, South set to open their season on September 5th at Southern Miss. In a traditional season, the Southeastern Conference would also begin training camp this weekend. Yesterday, the conference postponed the start of training for teams to August 17th. Beginning Friday, teams are permitted to conduct up to 14 hours per week of strength and conditioning, meetings, and walkthroughs. Beginning August 17th and until the opening games, which are scheduled for September 26th, schools are allowed 25 practices with a limit of 20 hours per week of practice time. And schools will be required to provide student athletes a minimum of 2 days off each week until the week before the first game of the season. The SEC has still not announced the finalized schedule after they decided to add 2 league games to each team's schedule. Out west, the Coloradoan reported yesterday that members of the Colorado State football team and staff say they've been told by coaches to not report COVID-19 symptoms and have been threatened with reduced playing time if they self-quarantine. They also claim that the team is altering contact tracing reports to keep players practicing. One anonymous player told the newspaper that he believes there is a, quote, cover-up going on at CSU. As of Sunday, 11 Colorado State players have tested positive for the virus. The university's president, Joyce McConnell, said yesterday that she was launching a, quote, immediate and objective investigation into the athletic department. Well, there are live sports going on in baseball. Atlanta's Austin Riley hit a three-run homer to propel the Braves to a 10-1 win over Toronto.
Riley hits it in the air toward Alford and left to the warning track. To the wall, won't get there. It's a home run for Riley. A three-run bomb into the Toronto bullpen.
Max Fried started for Atlanta. He allowed only one run in six innings. Washington beat the Mets 5-3. The Marlins returned after 8 days of dealing with a coronavirus outbreak to shut out Baltimore 4-0. Tampa defeated Boston. The Cubs beat the Royals, and the Dodgers beat the Padres. In the NBA, Brooklyn upset Milwaukee 119-116. It was the biggest NBA upset in 25 years. The Nets were 18.5-point underdogs prior to the game. In other games, Phoenix upset the LA Clippers. Miami beat Boston. Portland defeated Houston. Indiana won their third in a row, beating Orlando 120-109. And Dallas beat Sacramento 114-110 in overtime. And in the NHL's Eastern Conference, Carolina advanced past the qualifying round with a 3-0 series sweep over the New York Rangers. Toronto evened up their series with Columbus at 1 game apiece, and the New York Islanders took a 2-0 series lead over Florida with a 4-2 win. In the Western Conference, Nashville beat Arizona 4-2 to even their series up at 1. Calgary crushed Winnipeg 6-2 to take a 2-1 series lead, and the Canucks beat the Wild to even their series at 1 game apiece. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Hi, this is Cam Marston, host of What's Working, and I'm holding my bottle of full-spectrum water-soluble CBD that I bought from Joe Brown at your CBD store of West Mobile. I've put it in my coffee every day since I interviewed Joe and learned the value of CBD. Joe now offers personal shopping, curbside pickup, and free delivery. Find your CBD store of West Mobile on Facebook and give him a call.
Call Joe Brown at your CBD store of West Mobile, 260-3223.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Looks good, long I-10 from Theodore Dawes Road out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road, the Bayway, the Causeway. No problems from the Eastern Shore, Daphne, Malvis, and Loxley. Long I-10, State Troopers have been there, so watch your speed. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrill Rolls, Highway 59 and Foley. Got you covered for lunch today or dinner. How about two slabs of ribs, 16-piece catfish dinner, and 12-piece chicken dinners, including all the pass rounds for takeout. See them at ThrillRolls.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Dr. Bill calling for another sunny day, high in the low to mid 90s, and chance of rain pretty low until we get to maybe Sunday or so. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a few here on Mobile Mornings. Saw a story NBC 15 had up about yesterday, somebody getting kicked out of city council meeting because of a mask question here.
Another one.
Yes. Reggie Hill getting kicked out yesterday, wore his mask at the council meeting until he began to address the Mobile City Council while standing at the microphone. You know, they have the mic there where you stand in front of the council.
Mm-hmm.
Mobile City Council, Councilman LaVon Manzi said, I'm going to have to ask you to put your mask on. Hill replied, I'm totally under compliance. Less than a minute later, security kicked him out of council chambers.
Wow, they didn't wait.
No, Hill said, it's not right. It's just not right. Hill argues speaking before the council is an exception to Governor Ivey's Safer at Home order, which states people speaking for broadcast or to an audience don't have to wear a mask if they can maintain 6 feet of separation. I would argue that he does have that 6 feet of separation. But The council's got their own rules. Hmm. And that's the quote from Public Safety Director James Barber, who said he's confusing the governor's orders with the council rules. The council has decided there are steps that they want to take to protect the public as well as themselves. The mask mandate is taken so seriously through Government Plaza. Not only are you required to wear one to get in the building, but your body temperature is also screened as you walk in the door. James Barber went on to say, just for everybody's protection because of the rise in COVID-19 cases. It's the third week Hill has pushed back on the mask rules at the council meeting, and he promises to return.
The only thing I can think of there that would be the issue, multiple people step up to that podium.
Right, and do they cleanse that podium and mic between each person? I don't know. I hadn't paid attention.
Yeah, I don't know if they do or not, but that's the only issue I could see here.
All right, and then I'm going to add this one in as we're talking about the law out there, and this is the law, and I'm drawn to this story because I got a 14-year-old in the house as well. All right, so this story: a family in Phoenix has punished their 14-year-old for taking their car out for a joyride. By moving all of his stuff outside and giving it away.
Wow.
14-year-old kid named Angel Martinez from Phoenix recently took his parents' Range Rover for a drive while they were out of town in Las Vegas celebrating their anniversary. I don't know who was watching the 14-year-old, but it's another story. When they found out, the cops gave them a call and said, quote, whoever was driving the vehicle, please slow down. That was in a residential area. So they let them know that their vehicle is riding around. Of course, they weren't there. But Angel's parents got creative with his punishment. They gave away all his stuff, and there's going to be parents of teenagers nodding along with this, okay? They moved everything out of his room, out in front of the house, including his bed, his clothes, TV, dresser, and more. He sat there with a sign that said, quote, sorry I stole my parents' car and was speeding.
Goodness.
Then people came by and took all the stuff. For what it's worth, Angel said he learned a lesson, quote, it's kind of weird, but I think it's a fair punishment, end quote.
It doesn't sound like he's too hurt by it.
So I would have taken away TV, yes. I don't think I would have taken away, like, the bed and clothes, because I'm going to have to buy, eventually, when the punishment's over, I'm going to buy more bed and, you know, the bedding and clothes, but, like, stuff and stuff on the wall and stuff that's, man, that's that probably got his attention, don't you think?
And by the way, there are probably parents listening to us that have done that same thing. The difference here, they put this out to national media, so they
shamed him in the media.
They shamed him nationally, along with making him hold that sign that said shouldn't have been joyriding or whatever it is. that's unlike any punishment from a parent.
Mom and dad aren't playing. No. They are not playing. And the kid, you'll see the picture if you go find the story. We can put it up on the Twitter feed. The kid's sitting on his bed out in front of his house with the sign for people to come take his stuff.
That hurts.
None of y'all ever drove your parents' vehicle before you were 16, right? Never. Who would do something like that?
No, not good kids. Not the good kids that listen to them.
That's correct. Keep that going, Dalton. I appreciate that. All right, 757 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we're going to try to get Jeff Poore. He's here. Of course, his show starts at 9, just an hour away. See if we can pry him into service here. Talk some politics with us in this morning consult poll that shows a blowout for Tuberville and President Trump in Alabama. That and a whole lot more coming up.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is in serious condition this morning after he was shot in Mobile. Happened on Van Lee Circle off Michigan Avenue just before 9 last night. The man was shot in the lower part of his body. Moving passenger air service from the Mobile Regional Airport to Brooklyn will take 5 years and cost more than $400 million. But city leaders are committed to making that change. Officials held a press conference on Tuesday announcing details of their plan, which includes 90% of the cost being paid by the FAA, 5% by the state, and 5% by the Mobile Airport Authority, which is self-funded through user fees. Alabama health officials released a guide to help schools deal with coronavirus. The 85-page plan urges schools to have seating charts in classrooms and on school buses to make contact tracing possible if a child is infected with COVID-19. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Do you hate having to drag your boat, trailer, or RV to the tire store and have to wait several hours for the work to be completed? What if the tire store came to you? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association certified instructor. we can come to your home or storage facility to install your tires. We have air jacks to gently lift the trailer, then mount and balance your tires on site. We even offer nitrogen inflation. Many of our clients have had horror stories with tires blowing out, so we usually increase the ply rating of the tire to be able to handle more weight. We even replace many 10-ply rated tires for the heavier 14-ply steel sidewall tires that don't have tendency to flex as much. So call us at 251-415-5500 or our website at 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.